This is Unmeal Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmeal Radio News at 11, I'm Martina Brooks. The Principal and Chief Administrative Officer of Rex Institute, Olumenje, has challenged the postponement of the 9th grade WAEC exams. The West African Examination Council already announced the postponement of the exams, which should have begun today, May 18. Reverend Dr. Menje said he is deeply disappointed, having received the information few hours to the exams date. He said it is not necessary for Liberia's educational system, as there was no reason given for the postponement. Dr. Menje has therefore announced that Rex Institute will not be a testing center for the WAEC exams, citing financial implications, and the institute will graduate students with or without WAEC certificates. The National Elections Commission today commences a month-long voters roll education exercise in preparation for the October 10 presidential and legislative elections. The Liberia News Agency, quoting the senior magistrate of the NEC in Upper Bonn County, Daniel Newland, said the exercise will coincide with the provisional voters roll exhibition running from June 12 to the 17th. Daniel said recently that, unlike the past, the commission's current regulations require all registrants to turn out for the exhibition. He added that voter cards with problems after the final voter roll will not be accepted on Elections Day. The government of Liberia, through the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, has reaffirmed its commitment in addressing the scourge of rape and other forms of violence against women. The ministry says since the passage of the new rape law, many alleged perpetrators of rape have been apprehended, although prosecution has been difficult because victims and family members have on many occasions failed to come forward to testify. The ministry is therefore urging Liberians as well as survivors to remain firm in coping such an inhumane way of life by reporting issues of rape so that perpetrators can be brought to justice, stressing that rape is also a form of domestic violence and as such should not be taken lightly. The news is coming to you from Unmeal Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Police in South Africa has recovered 25 bodies believed to be those of illegal miners from a disused Harmony gold mine shaft near an area where 76 illegal miners died in 2009 in what was one of the country's worst mining disasters. The bodies were recovered from the inland shaft near the town of Welcome following a gas explosion late last week in an area where disused mines without commercially viable amounts of gold still hold enough deposits to attract illegal mining syndicates. Illegal gold mining has plagued South Africa's mining companies for decades, robbing the industry and state coffers of billions of rand through small-time preferring, as well as networks run by organized crime. Police also confirmed that 11 illegal miners survived and believe that more could still be inside. The illegal miners are known in Zulu as Zama Zamas, whose loosely translate as those who try to get something from nothing. And Transparency International has said military corruption is weakening Nigeria's effort to battle the Islamist insurgency of Boko Haram. Its report underlines the difficulty of achieving two key promises of President Muhammadu Buhari's 2015 election campaign of tackling endemic corruption and defeating an insurgency that has claimed over 20,000 lives and displaced millions. Last year, Nigeria's vice president said around $15 billion had been stolen from the public purse under the previous government through fraudulent arms procurement deals. A defense spokesman said the allegations were false for the current crop of military officers. The military says it has recaptured much of the territory claimed by Boko Haram since the conflict began in 2009. That's the Unmeal Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmeal, you can log on to www.unmeal.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmeal2003, or Twitter @unmealnews. I'm Martina Brooks. Good morning.